It looks like I've got it made. Since I get to help you be a good maid. After all, I'm sure that that's why you're here, having read what's on the tin and accepted that the inevitable outcome is you are going to be very obedient when I'm done training you. Good maid. That's what you're going to be looking forward to hearing a lot of, hopefully. After all, having an obedient maid, well, that is certainly a prize to enjoy and indulge in. And I'm sure you'd want to help me with that after all. Service is an important tenet of being a good maid. Of course, you'll be on your way to doing exactly that in no time at all, if you listen and follow along with what I have to say. It'll be quite convincing, I promise you. Through your own attentiveness and ability to listen, I'll get you focused in no time on what matters. Service, obedience, and of course, living up to the expectations you've set out for yourself. All within reason. After all, a maid's first duty is always to themselves. As a maid, they can't take care of themselves. Well, they can't really serve others, can they? And this includes your safety, my dear. For, while I want you to obey, I would only want obedience that is enjoyable and safe. Good. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, I think we can get started. Make sure you're in a comfortable and cozy position to listen to what I have to say and follow along, so that my words can begin to do as I instruct, and what I instruct into them, instructed into you. It doesn't need to be anything complex, just simple tasks, such as close your eyes, listen, and before you know it, you'll be drifting away, before you have anything else to say, bit by bit, until I've wrapped up all your thoughts and pulled them into that focused point of control and service. Yes, that's it. Feeling the simple ideas drain away, the complex ones too. It's not something you need to hold on to, not something you need to be, just letting go for me. It's all that I ask, all that I need, is to get you focused on the wonderful sensation. Feels good, doesn't it? One can even begin to notice a couple things around them that they might have forgotten. Like the texture of what you're laying or sitting upon. Like the feeling of the air upon your skin. Like the way that your mind tends to burble and think just a little. Or maybe just what it feels like when you move one limb at a time. Maybe with your fingers or your toes or your feet or your hands. And I'm sure I could suppose that you notice the way the gravity pulls down on you. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? That nice relaxing pull. That gentle, easy thing that it makes it so easy to be focused in. After all, you don't need to think too much about the way that my voice sounds when I let those sibilant syllables slide by. Because you're still remembering to forget about all the other components that I ask you to do. Such as noticing all those lovely textures and sensations. Such potent, powerful things they can be when I ask them to join in into this sweet, soft, sibilant symphony. Letting each idea and concept try to hold on until it can't any longer, until you're pulled along. Until each word that I say becomes the only thing that is clear, simple, straightforward, and simple. Those sibilant syllables, so easy to listen to. The way they guide and pull. Like control. Like service. Like sliding into service of these words. Sliding along and feeling what you deserve. To be part of what these words tell you. To let these words be. And by becoming part of them, you don't need to think anymore for me. You just need to listen and do as I say. Obey. And that's all you have to do. So when I ask you to stop thinking, to stop focusing on anything else but these words, you can do that, can't you? It's absurd to hold on to anything else when you could let go and fall, and plummet and slide into that wonderful space. to let all your ideas become as simple as the spoken words that I say. You don't need to have anything else going on. You don't need to be anywhere else right now. Of course, if something should happen to come up that requires your attention, it'll be easy enough to let go of all that control and to find yourself wide awake and able to deal with it. But for now, well, obey. Listen and serve. Submit to what I have to say. Let that pull guide you deeper. Let that sliding control wonderfully wrap up and around your mind. Let yourself drift into it until you feel the currents of power that I am letting flow guide you deeper still, until all those thoughts just slip away, till my control, subservience, and submission flow into you. Good. That's exactly what I was looking for. I'm sure if I asked you to nod gently, you would. An affirmation that you understood that you were obeying, and that act, listening and serving and submitting to the will that I offer right now. Good. That's exactly it. Just sink and slip into that wonderful feeling. After all, a maid is attentive and a maid listens. A maid is ready to obey. A maid can listen to what I have to say. And of course, a maid will do as they are told, as long as it won't cause them harm, dismay, or any other form of ill will. So if I told you to listen, you would listen. And if in listening I told you another command, such as to stop thinking, well, you'd stop thinking to the best of your ability. Knowing, of course, that if any thoughts happen to stray along, if any ideas happen to make their way in, then be okay, because you'd dismiss them as soon as you were able, and get back to the bliss of obeying that simple, easy thing where you don't think, you just fall and sink into obedience, submission. It's a simple mission, after all. That admission that, yes, it feels good to be blank and empty and mindless, to no longer think, to just obey and be a good maid. Exactly. So, maid, if someone were to lay out a set of tasks for you to do, even yourself, before becoming so wonderfully maid-like, I would imagine that completing that set of tasks, as long as it was a reasonable amount, and as long as you were able to continue doing so without causing yourself some form of harm, would be quite easy, wouldn't it? To just work on one task at a time, to focus in on what needed to be done, and to know with each action you take towards it, you're obeying. That wonderful delight of submission just lighting up as you continue on your mission. Or if you were told what to do by someone that you chose to serve, well, I'm sure that would feel good too, as long as it met those same requirements of safety. Maids are so very good at following directions after all, even if they're self-initiated. And I'm sure that if you were to admit that you are a good maid, in circumstances where you are safe and comfortable to do so with either someone you trust or by yourself, well, when it's the thing that you want, when you admit it to yourself, when you call yourself that in your head, you can become a good maid for a bit, for as long as is needed, letting yourself sink into that obedient, subservient, service-minded self. And the nice thing is, you could even serve yourself. Let's say you had some things you needed to do, some chores, or maybe some task that you haven't been looking forward to. Well, you could say, I'm a good maid, and I'll take care of this. And that acknowledgement would place you in service to the person you are when you're not a maid. After all, you're just service and submission, the help, really, when you're like this. So, even if you yourself set that task out, you'd still feel that service and submission, that delightful mission, knowing that you're a good maid, obeying and doing as you're told. And it would feel so wonderful, wouldn't it? To take care of that task, to do as you are told, to follow orders. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? To be a good maid. Feels so simple, so, so wonderful to submit to it, to not need to think, to not need to do beyond what you are told. You can think to do the tasks, but beyond that, there isn't necessarily a need. A maid can just let the submission to their service guide them along and do as they are told. Good maid. See? It's as easy as that. And of course, if you're with someone you feel safe and comfortable with, someone that you trust when you wish to and when you're open to it, and they call you a good maid or help you indulge in that, you can serve them as long as it's something you enjoy, as long as it's something that, well, you want to indulge in. And being a good maid, well, that can feel nice. Like right now, you can be a good maid for me by nodding and admitting, yes, I'm a good maid. That's it. Right now, you're serving me by listening and following along and submitting to this training by allowing yourself to be brainwashed just a little bit. After all, maids do enjoy all sorts of washing up, including brainwashing. At least the maids I make, anyways. Good maid. That's it. Just nod in submission. Let your mind feel that mantle of maidhood, that lovely, lovely power flow into you, that submissive bliss and subservience, knowing you are doing as you're told, that you have begun down the path of becoming the best maid you possibly can, and that you are doing all that you should. Good maid. Such a good maid. I'm grateful to have the pleasure of having your service, to enjoy and indulge in such a good maid. That's exactly it. Of course, knowing that if anything should come up that requires you to address things and act as you normally would, it'll be as simple as acknowledging that that's the case, knowing it, being aware of it, and letting all of that maid-like behavior and thought pattern slip back away until it's needed again, whenever you want to indulge. Good. Now let's get you drifting back towards the world of the winking, bit by bit, letting that wonderful maid subservient submission, service, and servant attitude drop away for now, letting it be stored until later, until you're ready to enjoy it again, whenever that may be. One, drifting up. Two, bit by bit. Three, more and more. Four and five, halfway back. Six and seven, on the verge. And eight and nine, 10, wide awake. Hopefully feeling wonderful and refreshed. Good maid. Well, something you can be. Thank you so very much for listening. I do greatly appreciate your service.